Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, well, welcome. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Man, it's Friday. You don't got nothing to do, so you might as well watch the whole show. We got a full house today. Ricky Smiley's back in the building. Hey. Heidi and Frank over there rocking in LA. What's up with y'all?
What's up?
What's
good
up?
To see you on this
What's
Friday.
Up, Atlanta?
And it's a great way to close the show this week, man. Like, we celebrated the groundbreaking release of Black Panther with over 800 kids right here in the city of Atlanta. So we're going to show you all the fun we had later on the show. Plus, we're going to reveal which superstar was able to bring Tiffany Haddish to tears.
Uh-oh.
But it was a good kind, though.
Okay, good.
But first, we got to talk about Monique. Now, she's continued to speak out on her boycott of Netflix. And she just went on The View and was asked about her reputation of being difficult, which all started back when she did the movie Precious and refused to do press. So Monique explained that she was paid $50,000 for that film. That was fine. But the problem began when she said she fulfilled her contract with Lee Daniels and she felt that she was done. But then they asked her to do international press and she said no. She wasn't working for free. That's when she started getting calls from the studio, Oprah and Tyler Perry, pressuring her to do it, and things pretty much went downhill from there.
I said to them, I said, guys, my deal is with Lee Daniels and I've done my job. And they all agreed. And this is what happens, in my humble opinion, when you don't go up to the hotel room. See, when I think about those women that
Wait,
said...
I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
Because contractually...
Yes.
When you make a movie, regardless of who you sign the deal with...
Yes.
Your job is to go and promote said movie.
Yes. When I said, guys, I'm spending time with my family, I'm going to pass. Now, when I make the statement, this is what happens when you don't go to the room. What Tyler Perry showed me, Lee Daniels, Oprah Winfrey, and Lionsgate, when you don't do what we ask you to do, we'll take your livelihood.
See, this is what happens when you have the wrong circle around you, making you think that what you're standing on is right. Because I think it was very special for Oprah to reach out. She didn't have to.
We would love to talk to Oprah.
By the way, Oprah could call me and ask me to drown a bag of kittens, and I would. And I'm an animal lover. If Oprah said, girl, I'd be like, when and where?
She's like,
like the voice of God as a female. You
Whatever
answer the
need.
Phone and you say yes.
And you know that was the last line of defense. I get Oprah to call.
Yeah, right, exactly.
How do y'all think Oprah Winfrey handled the fact that Monique told her no?
Oh, Monique. I told you to go to college.
I told you all my life.
Yeah. And oh, you got to turn into Miss Sophia from Color Purple. That's how you, it's powerful. Well, up next, comedian Tiffany Haddish. She is on fire lately.
Because she's a team player, not difficult.
Well, she was recently on Ellen, and since we were talking about Oprah, too, she was an extra in one of Oprah's movies called Their Eyes Were Watching God. And she said Oprah noticed her making all the extras on the set laugh. So much so that Oprah came up to her and said, you're funny. Keep in touch. Let me know how your career is going. Write me. So, of course, Tiffany wrote her, but never got a reply from Oprah. And that is where Ellen comes in.
She never wrote back.
I wonder why. Let's ask her why she didn't write back. Oprah, why didn't you write back?
I didn't write back. You are so, so, so good.
Thank you.
You're so, 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 come on.
You told me that before in a dream.
No, it's true. It's true.
You gotta ask questions and I answer them in your voice.
Really?
Yes. You done told me to pray
so
many times.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. This is big. This is big. You know what? I lost the letter. I never made it.
But I sent you like six.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's funny. She did not let Oprah. She said six.
That is my dream. Like, what had just happened for Tiffany Haddish is my dream since I'm 12 years old.
Really? Well, let's ask Oprah.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. Well, up next, Kansas City Chiefs guard 27-year-old Laurent Duvernay-Tardif wants you to know that he's more than just a football player because he's about to be a doctor, too.
Oh, right.
Damn. That's right. Before he entered the league in 2014, he had already started medical school and has since spent his time in the offseason finishing medical school and is about to graduate in May.
He's trying to cure his own CTE.
See, Gary, all football players are not dumb. They are right. Very intelligent. And when the next NFL season starts, he wants his jersey to reflect his accomplishments by adding MD to the end of his name. Okay, go ahead.
That's why.
No.
That's why to have that MD on the back of your jersey?
The problem is that the NFL does not allow it, at least for now.
And it wasn't. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
I don't know. It wasn't until 2012 that they even allowed players to add junior or senior or third.
Well, you have to add junior to a lot of the black players because a lot of us named after our daddy.
And yeah, that's their whole name, Junior.
Right.
Junior Jenkins. Right. Well, Gabrielle Union is sick of using her fake voice. Gabrielle admitted to Elle Canada that she used to use a special voice during her Hollywood business meetings.
Sounds about normal.
Yeah, you got to play the game sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. She said, I think I've been in this business 22 years using that dumbass voice that I thought was helping me. And I'm sure it did at certain times. But I wonder how my career would have been different if I had let that real voice out.
Barry White.
Right.
You know, but you know, sometimes you do that when you order food. You're like, yes.
Right. Yes.
Especially when you call a customer service.
Well, she continued with the quote to say, when I spoke in my most authentic voice, I got what I wanted. I got what I deserved. And I'm 45.
Okay.
And I think that's because nowadays, people just want something real. You know, we got so much fake stuff, Instagram pictures, this, whatever. People just want something real. But back in the day, you did have to talk like that.
You did.
You know how, like, if you're calling to get a job, you're not going to be like, yeah, so my name is Portia. And guess what? Now I got a car. I can get there. You're gonna be like, hello, yes, Portia Williams, and I have a lot of experience, and I am ready to be there on time.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like you're like a radio doing... person, like Midnight Storm. You're gonna try it real good.
Every comedian doing white guy. Portia Williams, and I have a call.
Well, apparently Gayle King is living life like a zombie because she recently admitted that she needs very little sleep. She said that when she wakes up in the morning and if she looks at her sleep tracker and it starts with a 4, she's happy. Because she sets her alarm. This is great. So she's one of the anchors on the CBS Morning News, and her alarm clock goes off at 3:22 with a backup alarm going off just 3 minutes later. I don't know who does that.
I can relate.
Oh, my.
Mine's 9 minutes.
3 minutes later?
That 3 minutes feels like 15 right. to me hey, when no. I get to sleep.
Go to bed early. Go to
bed
at 8
See, that's what she can't do,
like
Ricky.
Like I do. After I watch an episode of My 600-Pound Life, I am out. Because I'm full.
Yeah, you're full up of watching it.
And that's what she says she's having a problem doing. Once she starts watching TV, she gets sucked in, and so then she doesn't get to bed till around 11 o'clock or
you will
midnight.
Pass out.
Wow. That's my life.
Yeah, I can't
I go to bed. At 11 and get up at 2:30.
Brad, so when you leave at 2 in the morning, your dogs are just all, they look at you, they're in bed going, oh, see you later.
Yeah, I leave them in the bed.
Oh, damn.
You need a housemate. You need somebody to live with you and take care of
stuff. I offered to stay over there.
Somebody to live with her.
I do have that. Everything is good, but I still have other things that I have to do.
Who lives with you?
Trust me, I have everything I need.
Right, honey. We got another dish alert. Well, earlier in the week, we had the amazing opportunity to take 800 kids to see Black Panther.
Yeah.
And we'll show you how that went down later after the break.
Hey, Dish Nation, what's up? We are here at the screening of Black Panther with the Phoenix Leadership Foundation. We are so excited to be here.
Yay. Yo, they brought 800 kids out to see the hottest movie in the streets. And I don't know if y'all noticed, but every 26 seconds, a young black man gives up on his dream. And what the Phoenix Leadership Foundation does is give people the hopes and the ability to achieve their dreams.
Exactly. Ooh,
they should have had this when I was growing up.
Yeah, but you still made it. Against the odds.
So I can't wait to see the kids. I know they're going to be super excited. I know they are super encouraged after seeing all the black heroes. Yeah. So I just can't wait.
Wakanda forever.
On behalf of Columbia High School, we present you the Certificate of Citizenship to Wakanda.
And free airfare?
I'm there. Thank you so much. I'm Wakandian now. I denounce my U.S. citizenship.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
So I'm here with Mr. Jay Bailey, who is the chairperson and founder of the Phoenix Leadership Foundation. The bewilderment and the excitement in the kids' eyes, you can't replicate that. No. It's all organic.
No, it's beautiful. I think our expectations were high for this event. I think the energy took it at least 10 levels above that. We could not anticipate the energy, the smiles on the faces of the kids, and strategically went to the schools that other people just don't go to bring those kids here, to see them have the time that they had, to see them be treated as royal every step of the way was powerful, brother, very powerful.
The revolution will be live.
This movie made me feel like just awesome because, you know, there's like no black superheroes. So it's like they finally put out a movie for a black superhero. And I just love the movie. It was very funny, very cool. And it just makes me feel happy inside.
Black Panther was a phenomenal film. It made me feel really good as a black male because I saw a black male superhero. Growing up, I did not see too many black male superheroes.
I think it means like that you should fight back for your community and also give to everybody, because everybody deserves to be treated like equals.
Black Panther was a really good movie to me. I feel like a strong part of it was the African women that really stood up for their people and what they believed in.
A big part of the movie to me was how we didn't let anyone take over who we are. We stood by what we believed in, and I enjoyed that a lot.
I think the most inspiring part of the film was the women in general, how they stood up for their people and stood up for what they believed in.
Nina, how did you feel about the movie?
I felt good and thankful.
What does the Phoenix Leadership Foundation mean to you?
It's just showing powerful people coming together as a good community.
How about yourself?
I don't get it.
You don't get it? You know, that's what we're here to teach, educate, and learn. Now, the movie Black Panther, it made people feel great about themselves. What was your favorite moment in the movie, or what was your biggest takeaway from the film?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure it out. What was your biggest takeaway from the film?
When the girl and the guy were facing each other and the guy backed down because the girl's powerful, and it's not always the guys who are the powerful ones just because they're strong.
If there was somebody who was thinking about giving up on their dreams, feeling like there's no hope left for them in the world, what would you say to empower them?
Just keep on trying. You should never quit, and there's still hope always.
What would you tell people to continue to focus on their dreams and empower them?
I don't really know.
That's why she's here. It's her first day on the program. We'll do this again in 6 weeks. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey, it's time for Ticket to Skip It, and the whole world is still in Wakanda Forever mode.
Yes.
And there's two movies that are brave enough to stand in Black Panther's shadow. Now, first up, we got Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. They star in this new movie called Game Night.
Okay.
And just like the title suggests, starts off fun, starts off innocent, and it goes left real quick. Take a look.
Tonight, we're taking game night up a notch.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Someone in this room is going to be taken, and it's going to be up to you to find them.
It's a murder mystery party.
Whoever finds the victim wins the grand prize. You're not going to know what's real and what's fake.
Wait a sec. You can't just come in here and break the door. Oh!
That's so real.
Party,
ass!
Please, this isn't...
Guys, make sure you get a piece of this cheese. Yeah. It's just
the first one that follows us gets shot.
Okay, Roger that. You drive safe.
I mean, what's there not to love, right?
Man, action-packed, lot of drama and funny.
And in my world, there are like two different types of Jason Bateman movies. There are good Jason Bateman movies and great Jason Bateman movies.
Right.
I got a chance to sneak away and see it earlier this week. This is a great Jason Bateman movie.
Okay,
so,
I'm in.
So it's definitely a ticket for me. I can't wait to go see it again. What about you, Rick?
Ticket.
I'm going to say ticket, too.
Ticket for me.
Skip it.
What?
No, you don't know. He just goes against whatever we say.
He just goes against whatever we say.
No reasoning.
Gary.
He'll be like, yeah,
he literally doesn't want to be in the theater when we're there. So
Why you don't want to go with us, Gary?
It's too toxic.
I'm toxic, Gary.
You done got with them.
It look like nipples.
Yes. Also, at theaters this weekend is this movie called Annihilation. Natalie Portman's in it. She plays a biologist whose husband is the only soldier that returns alive after entering an environmental disaster zone. Check it.
If I knew what happened, I could save his life.
The boundary's getting bigger. It's expanding. We're talking cities, states.
You need to know what's inside. So do I.
It's beautiful. Check this out. It's like they're stuck in a continuous mutation.
Anything interesting in there?
No.
I can't wait to see it. Take it already.
And it's been a minute since Natalie Portman has done like a movie, at least one that I can remember, so it would have to be good because she seems like she's very picky.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Gary?
I just can't see. It reminds me of Jurassic Park. A part two, that's just too much.
I normally don't agree with Gary, but I have to agree.
What?
I'm going to have to skip it in the theater, y'all. I'm sorry, okay? Okay,
whatever.
I'm going to skip it, but I'm going to see it at home.
I was going to take you. I was going to pay for everything.
Oh, you was going to pay for the movies?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was going to throw in some Raisinets and some popcorn.
Oh, my God, not some Raisinets.
Yeah.
Not some Raisinets.
Oh, no. Oh, cheap my
date.
God.
Cheap date. Cheap date. I am not a cheap date.
Well, Portia and Brett, if you plan to head to the movies this weekend, I have the perfect addition to your Lazy Day movie theater outfit.
What? Gary?
This beautiful hat, y'all. Yes, just go to dishnation.com/dishgear for yours today. Now, after the break, we celebrate the life of Michael Jackson.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. In honor of Black History Month, we are shining a light on singer, dancer, songwriter, legend, my favorite of all time, Michael Jackson. You know I loved him. I loved him as
a you'd say you know everything about Michael Jackson.
I think I would do okay on a Michael Jackson quiz.
Time to quiz Heidi on Michael Jackson.
Oh, all right.
Things you may not know. Okay. Here we go. First question is, what was his favorite animated character?
Pinocchio.
Ding!
Yeah!
Yes! Okay, question number two.
Okay.
Name one of his two favorite books as a kid.
Rip Van Winkle.
Boom! Two for two. Okay, here we go. True or false, he once owned a boa constrictor named Muscles.
That's true.
Boom! Yep. Three for three. Mm-hmm.
And a monkey named Bubbles. I don't know if that's on there, but
that's
I'm going for extra credit.
That's not on there. No extra credit needed.
All right.
Who wanted Michael to play him in a biopic?
Little Richard.
Ding! Yes. And he was her best man at her wedding.
Best man at her wedding?
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Liza
Heidi.
Minnelli.
Yes!
Liza Minnelli, to which she married David Guest.
Yes!
Yay!
She is
good.
Truly a Michael Jackson fan.
We love you, Michael Jackson.
Rest in power, Mike.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.